Time to welcome my star guest, who is, well, not really a guest, because he's part of the Subbrus family, and also he's like a brother to me as well. So I'm going to say welcome back to someone who I adore dearly, all right? And I'm so happy to bring him back after so many months of requests from fans. It is none other than the star of Sada Haq, Ghulam, which aired on Life OK. Also, was it Life OK or Star Pirates? One of those channels anyway. And, of course, more recently, Hey One on ZTV. It is Param Singh who joins me live. Param, kidda?
Yeah, hi, what's up, brother? Yo, long time, man.
Too long, man. It's been such a long time. Where have you been? What have you been doing with yourself?
Nothing, bro. As you know, I'm just sitting at home doing nothing. You know, allowed to go out. There's complete lockdown in Bombay. So I'm just sitting at home and, you know, doing my usual stuff when I do what I do when I'm not shooting.
Yeah.
Wahi yaar, sab kuch apna hi chal raha hai. Like, just got inside myself.
So you've been in your own world, but what have you learned about yourself in this own world of yours? I mean, what are the kind of things that you've been thinking about?
So actually, you know, it sounds very deep, but yeah, these days nothing matters to me. I'm always like calm and peaceful, because I always used to do meditation, but now I got time. I meditate for like 3-4 hours a day, and I've been just reading and writing. You know, I've become calmer and more peaceful, I guess. I've mellowed down, I guess.
Yeah. Oh,
and
right.
I feel that nothing is permanent, bro. Like, life is just like, live, bro.
It is. No, it's true. I mean, nothing is permanent. We know that, Param. All I want to say, Param, is that, you know, during this time, there was this kind of moment where you changed your look. I mean, fans will know. They were like, what happened to your hair? Then you went off Instagram. There was all this kind of hoo-ha going on saying, why has Param got off Instagram? So was this all part of your thinking time?
Yes, brother. What happened was I never changed my hairstyle, and I grew my hair for Hewan, my last show. So I always wanted to do that buzz cut, you know, that undercut thing.
Yeah.
And then the lockdown happened, and then I was even not supposed to go outside. So I asked my sister, can you just, you know, just shave off my hair?
Huh.
That's what she did. And I kind of had that gut feeling that this won't end so soon. And now my hair is back. It's been 4-5 months, 4.5 months. My hair is back, so I didn't lose anything, though. Coming to Instagram, Raj, I was never into social media.
Yeah.
Since college. I was never on Facebook and, you know, on Instagram. So I came on Instagram because of my fans, my admirers. Sadak mein kafi ban gaye the, and, you know, they used to love me and Harshita and, you know, the show.
Hmm.
So I joined Instagram, but then it's something which I'm not very comfortable doing, not posting myself. And Insta is like, you know, bro, it's like a photo sharing app, yaar. Kya hota kya usme? There's no value. There's no service here. Karta kya hai banda usme? Like I'm an actor, yaar. Internet is good for selling yourself or, you know, providing service. But we are human beings. I don't understand Instagram ka funda, yaar. I can't, yaar. So I'm off Instagram. I'm sorry, guys. Like whoever's listening to this, I really love everyone and I really respect everyone. And I'm happy, I'm not depressed, okay, guys? I'm really happy, and I'm just off social media. I'm not into social media.
Yeah, no, I know there were a few fans that were concerned, saying, you know, is Param okay? But I think it's each of their own. I think, Param, I think some people like going on social media, some don't. I mean, some people like to kind of flaunt themselves, go to the gym, you know, yeah, muscle, they kind of, all the kind of, and you've never been that kind of show-off kind of guy, have you?
I don't know about show-off, but bro, I've been sort of reserved. I don't like to, you know, say stuff or, you can say, like, I don't want to show how I'm looking right now or where I am right now. Maybe I've gone to Goa and I'm chilling with my friend. I don't want to show it. Sabhi ja rahe, sabhi kar rahe hai. What is the point? Like, I rather want my work to speak about, you know, myself. I don't want to, or my interviews.
Of course. And it gives you more excuse to come on the radio here with me and talk here rather than going onto social media, which is better for us. Param, when you when you cut your hair, when you looked in the mirror, did you like that look? Is that something you're going to bring back? Maybe shave it off again?
Bro, yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I was actually looking different, and I thought I'm looking, you know, nice. Like, I was looking sharp. Otherwise, my features, my face, I feel I'm very soft looking. A very, you know, a sweet looking guy.
Yeah.
But that, when I did that buzz cut, I thought I'm looking a little different from what I used to look. Huh. And I was liking it. Yeah. There's no point of using gel or, you know, wax or anything. You don't need to take care of your hair. It's just there. There's no hair, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just wake up and go. That's it, yeah. Okay, so Burham, let's go to some of the questions. I mean, you know, after I announced yesterday that you're coming on my show, there's been many fans. I mean, you know, you've got your army of fans that have been asking, where has Burham been? We want to talk to him. We want to, you know, interact with him. So some of the questions that I'm going to ask you just randomly, all right, from thin air. So there's one here to do with Khatre Ke Khiladi. Khatre Ke Khiladi is one show that I think a lot of TV stars like doing, or stars like doing generally.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Is that kind of a show that you would take?
Yeah. I would love to do it. I don't see myself doing Big Boss ever. I can't. But yeah, Khatre Ke Khiladi, yes, something I want to do. I don't mind doing it. Yeah.
Okay, and talk about Colors, because Colors, you know, is Khatre Ke Khiladi. There's been a lot of reports that you could possibly be starring in Nagin season 5. What's the truth in that? What's the update?
Yeah, actually, true. They approached me. They did approach me. But now they posted me. I don't know where are they. I have not signed anything. But yeah, then they approached me and they asked me to do it, and I said okay.
Okay. But your line's breaking up. Radio. It is yours truly, Raj Badin, here on Subrush Radio. So we were in conversation with Burham Singh just before the break, and I've got him back, all right? Seems to be a connectivity problem. Burham, sorry, you were in the conversation. You were just in the middle of telling us about being approached for Nagin Season 5. So you haven't signed the show, but there's been a lot of rumours about that particular show. So tell us where we are at the moment. Would you take that show on if, you know, you were interested in it?
Raj, when they called me, I said, yeah, I don't know, I just did Evan, and I don't really know that if I want to get into another supernatural show. But it's just a cameo, it's just for 3 days, and it is opposite Hina Khan. So I said, okay, I'll do it. But then I have not signed anything, and, you know, it's been a while I've spoken to them. It's been 2 weeks. So let's see, I'll do it, just a cameo.
Okay.
Just cameo for like 3 days. For one episode, so I don't mind doing it.
Interesting. Okay, I mean, yeah. You were interested because it was another supernatural kind of show, and you didn't want to take it, but obviously after Hey One, right?
Yes, and it's not like you know, it's not any, it's not continuity. Like, it's not. I'm not in the main series; it's just a cameo, so I actually don't mind.
All right.
There are other things also, Raj. There are a couple of shows. One is something which I want to do, and it's almost finalized, and, you know, I've not signed anything. Well, I've not signed, but it's like almost done. So let's hope, yeah. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. So are you going to tell us as to when the announcement's going to be? Are you going to tell us anything about that?
By Monday, bro. I'll tell you. I'll message you. I'll write to you. I promise.
Can you tell us the kind of theme of the show? Is it going to be a romantic one? Is it going to be something that you wanted to always do?
It is a romantic show, and it's a little youth-centric. It's not very, you know, dramatic or like Sadhu kind. It's a normal, you know, today's kind of a show. Like, it's very, very, very organic and very youth-oriented and very, what we are, how we are these days, you know?
That's
like
it.
That.
Yeah, yeah. And Burham, is it going to be on
something
one of the... Sorry, say again?
Something what I've not done after Tatak, I think. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. And Burham, is it going to be something that's going to be on the TV and not a digital show, right?
Sorry, what?
Is it going to be? Is it going to be a TV show or a digital show? Burham, can you hear me?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Burham, can you hear me? Hello. Hi, Burham, can you hear me? Oh dear, I think we're losing Burham.
Raj.
Hi, Burham. Oh dear. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to connect him again.
Hello.
Right?
I can hear you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me? Right, Burham.
I'm back.
Okay, good. Burham, yeah. So this show that you're talking about, is it going to be on a TV channel or is it going to be on digital?
Oh, I lost you again. I don't know why this is happening.
Burham,
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Let's quickly talk about this show. So is it going to be a TV show or is it going to be a digital show?
The one I was talking about, yeah, this is a TV show. And there's also a digital show. There's a web series. I have to go through another round of look tests. But this is for a TV show, which I just said.
Okay. So Monday, Monday you're going to tell me details, as in we'll announce it on Monday. But you're excited about
Monday.
This?
Monday. I'm really excited about this, bro. And I think I've got it. And I'll tell you, bro. Maybe Sunday or Monday.
TK,
thing I'll do is I'll write to you and I'll tell you that. Yeah, I've got it.
We're looking forward to that. Talking about shows, there's a question from Neha who's saying, what's the hardest role? What's the most challenging role that you have played up until now? I mean, would you say playing something like what you did in Hey One was quite challenging, or something like Ghulam, which was, you know, a little bit more different?
I feel Hey One and Ghulam was very challenging. But like, if you talk about internal process, I think my short film, Aman, was really, really challenging.
Okay. And Mansi wants to know, when things are kind of back to some normal, what would you like to do? What's the first thing that you would like to do?
I don't think like that. I don't know. Yeah, what will I end it spontaneously? Yeah. Whatever will come to me, I'll do it. I don't know.
No, as in like, are you missing
I'll
any part of your lifestyle?
And, you know, I'll just meet my friends, maybe, and we'll just go somewhere for 2 days or something like that, maybe. I don't know.
TK.
Maybe. I just miss shooting here, Raj. I want to shoot here.
Okay, you want to shoot.
I'm tired of sitting and, you know, like, doing nothing and just... I really want to work now. It's been 4-5 months here. I've never sat at home, like, for so long.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything. The world is, like, at home. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amrita wants to know, was there any day when you felt hard for you to come out of your character? So any of your shows that you played, was it any particular time that you were shooting that show that you found it hard to come out of your character?
No. Because I am not always in the character. It's just what I see the similarities. And I've become that for that process for 7-8 months. I try to behave like that person. So I'm never stressing about the fact that, you know, I've become the character or not. It is just coming, it comes very organically, and I become like that and I act like that. And I enjoy that. And then after that, I take a break for like a month or two and then I'm off it. It's never been a problem for me.
Yeah, that's good. Good to hear that. There's a question also. If you were offered a sequel to Ghulam and Hey One at the same time, which one would you pick?
Bro. can I answer this?
Of course you can. Why not? It shows which one...
Ghulam.
Ghulam, right? Okay. Okay. Yeah. did you enjoy Ghulam a little bit more? Obviously, I think you did, didn't you? Than Hey One.
I don't know. Like, I enjoyed Hey One also, but then I think I enjoyed both. But yeah, if you're asking me to pick one, I think then Ghulam, because it was really something very different. Like, I really enjoyed Ghulam more than anything.
All right.
So yeah, Ghulam.
Burham, let's go to some of the fun questions. There's one here to do with dial list, as in your recent call list. Everyone's has, like, you know, three numbers that they constantly call, because there's always, you know, that call register on there. Is there three numbers that you can always kind of rely on when you want to talk? Are those three people in the industry? Are they three people, your personal friends or family members? I mean, who are they?
Yeah, I have very close friend. He's also an actor, Abhinav. Then there's one Ankit Gupta, who was in Satak with me. There's Vikram Singh Chauhan. He's also doing this show Jadoo Hai Jinka. These are my industry friends. There's another guy, Rahul. He's lives in Bandra. He's not into acting. Yeah, and also my family.
Oh, okay.
My mother and my sister.
That is good to hear. And Ben wants to know, people apart from entertainment industry, who do you follow or admire the most?
Can you... Nothing's coming in my area. Like, no
one...
I don't know.
Okay, TK.
You know, no one because... These are one of the disadvantages of not being on social media. I'm not, you know, following news also. Like, I'm very detached with the world.
No, you're not.
I love Hans Zimmer. He's also an artist, so does not count. I love some directors, of course. Of course, Ratan Tata. I love that man. Yeah.
Oh,
I love him. I've read his book. I've read J.R.D. Tata also. Book. I love them. Yeah.
See, there you go. You're not so disconnected. You're not so disconnected. You're all right. All right. You're still normal. Parim, there's a question also from your fans asking, when is Vacation? When is that releasing?
This year. That's what they said in 2020. But I'm not in touch with them, so I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. But that's what they said, that first half of 2020. But I think it's gone, so we need to wait.
Probably a bit longer. And what about holiday plans? I mean, obviously we can't travel at the moment with the way things are, but when things are back to some kind of normality, probably next year now, where would you like to travel? I mean, where's your kind of hotspots?
I want to come to you, bro.
You better.
I want to, really. It's been 8 years, I really want to go to London and then also to Greece. Baki to yaar ho gaya Amsterdam. Ho gaya bachpan mein. Yeah, London maybe. I want to come to UK.
Yeah, you should. You should definitely do that. But you know what? I do want to carry on. But literally, you know, today I'm doing a different show, which is why I'm on an earlier time. And the show finishes in about 2 minutes' time, which is why I have to say bye to you. But before I go, you know what? There's a lot of fans that are asking about Nithi Taylor, because Nithi Taylor has been saying some amazing things to you about you on social media. And of course, Harshita fans are also saying hi to you as well. So let's just quickly sum it up in a couple of words. You seem really surprised about Nithi Taylor. Tell us more.
No, bro. In Gulam, like, I was always in my character. I never had that opportunity to really connect with her. But yeah, she's a sweet girl. Whenever I interact with her, she's sweet. And she's very, she's always jumping. She's very jumpy. She's nice. And of course, even Harshita, we talk sometimes. And, I really care about her. And, God bless them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chalo, Param, thank you very much for that. I like putting you in that kind of awkward situation. It's always good to hear that. Can I just quickly ask you to give a final message for all your fans, please? And then we will announce that news on Monday, by the way, or Sunday or Monday, whenever we get that news.
Okay, bro. I love you guys, man. Guys, really, I'm sorry. Please understand, I'm not on social media and I'm really happy. I'm not depressed. I'm doing fine. And I'll always keep you updated through Raj or through other media platforms. And I really love you guys, okay? Bye, man.
Param, thank you very much, bro. I will catch up with you over the weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye.
There you go. I'm so sorry, by the way. There were quite a few questions, and because of the line and the issues with that, I don't want to put Burham in that situation, all right? So we'll definitely have another interaction with Burham very, very soon.